This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Brian helps bring us into our focus on the American Family Farmer Show every week. I'm Doug Steffen, along with lots of farmers, people who are involved in farm businesses, the family farm, the locavores who respect and love what it is that we do, whether it's dairy, whether it's produce, whatever it is. The focus is feeding America better so that we can maintain our health and well-being. And it's an uphill battle, recognizing the fact that there are so many farmers in trouble. What I try to do here is bring us ways to change the bread and butter department, how you can do things, give you examples of successful farmers who are doing things that make life better on the farm. It's tough all the way around. It really is. We're going to meet a fellow named Randy Sowers, from Middletown, Maryland, who's a dairy farmer, and talk about how he's surviving in an era when dairy farmers are being especially mistreated, abused, whatever word you want to use for it. Normally, the first part of the program has some news, then we like to talk to someone who's running a farm, and then I like to have a commentary. News this week from a farm family in Illinois, Krista Swanson and her husband. They are fifth-generation farmers. They have three young daughters. They are hoping that there will be another generation of growers of soybean, corn, that sort of thing. But if you look at that dream and the reality of what's going on farms, whether it's in Illinois, whether it's Indiana, Ohio, any place in the Midwest, any place where there's grain farming being done, any place where there's farming being done, in this case, where Illinois is, I think, the number one soybean producing state in the country, grain farmers have lost 25% of the value of their crops in the last couple of months because of the tariffs on Chinese imports, the tariff war, China's a Freudian slip there. China buys the bulk of U.S. soybean exports, and they've put a 25% tariff on soybeans. So there's tariff on the Chinese stuff. The thing is, the Chinese, even though they can buy from Canada, they can buy from some places in Africa, but not a lot. They're sooner or later going to have to come back to us. But in the meantime, the immediate effect of all of this is to help, is to hurt farmers, and I want to help you. Ms. Swanson said, we're losing money every day. The Farm Bureau there, studying it, you're paying to go to work, you're paying your helpers, you're paying to buy lunch, you're paying for food, you're paying for everything the same, but you're not getting the same amount of money back again. They figure that they'll lose $35,000 in value to their net farm income this year. And then the question by the news media is always the same. Is it Donald Trump's fault? Are you angry at Trump for starting a trade war and driving your family and the farm into the ground? She doesn't blame Trump at all. She compared the problem to farmers dealing with challenges like droughts, pests, that sort of thing, Mother Nature. We are just hoping it doesn't last a long time. See, I think well, at least the way I view it, from Trump's perspective, even though he may not know what the impact is going to be, his life of negotiation has always been throwing things at the wall to see what sticks. What'll they take? How can we bargain with them? That sort of thing. And that's really what's going on here, as has been the case with other things. But you're playing with people's lives. I'm not necessarily being critical. I just think that's what you've got to look at. All these local farm bureaus, the local National Farmers Union. Last week we had on the program Roger Johnson, who is the president of the National Farmers Union. Actually, when you go back to look at these podcasts, I like to highlight the podcasts every week that we have. If you go to American Family Farmers Show, the podcast that you will have right there, they're all aggregated. Wild Caught Seafood Farmers, I talk about that in this podcast that's up now at American Family Farmers Show. Do you realize that in terms of farming, fishermen are considered to be farmers by banks and the government? So there's a little insight into that if you didn't know much about it at the American Family Farmers Show podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Also, Roger Johnson talks about the trade war with China and the trade wars in general, where the money goes. I think that Johnson has a very good perspective. He's a North Dakota farmer, been the president of the Farmers Union since, I think it's 2009. A lot of programs that they have there for beginning farmers as well. And then we talk about women farmers, college-educated farmers, and what they're doing to help, if you will, push back. Not putting a thumb in the dike, but actually pushing back and figuring out how these people can survive. There's also in the current podcast a focus on social media and how important farm safety is. So you want to check it all out at American Family Farmer Show. They're all archived there, all our discussions. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You might want to check that out. So, the plight of farmers in the Midwest, bean farmers, corn farmers, exporters, importers, all of that stuff continues to be part of the information that we churn here. In a moment, we're going to churn something different. We're going to churn some yogurt and butter and cream. We're going to South Mountain Creamery next on the American Family Farmer.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Time now for us to focus on one person, an inspiration hopefully for us all. We'll find out what his bread and butter is, and his, when I refer to his, I'm talking about Randy Sowers, who runs South Mountain Creamery in Middletown, Maryland. They make their own butter there, yogurt, ice cream. So, Randy, I'm told that you and I have a lot in common. My dairy farm had, for a number of years, done the same thing. We bottled our own milk, but we sold raw milk. We didn't pasteurize, although I was in the middle of putting a pasteurization unit in when I decided I'd had enough, and I stopped. But We had ice cream and yogurt and all the good stuff. So how is it that your place is unique? How would you describe South Mountain Creamery and what makes you and what you do there unique?
Well, we're an open dairy farm. People come anytime and see what we're doing. We got a lot of money in our processing plant. You know, every time you turn around, you got to spend more money to do more things. Mm-hmm. But we don't sugarcoat what we do there. We're actually a working farm, and when people come, they see the good things and the bad things. And, I mean, I think our number one thing is educating people on what farming is about.
I think that is the I'm very much with you there. Most interesting thing, my farm is Eastleigh Farm. You can go to Eastleigh, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleighFarm.com, and see what goes on. I believe in using the farm as an educational tool. We were milking Jerseys for a long time, bring children, kids into the barn, have them find out the cows are not to be feared. They're not, just because they're big doesn't mean they're scary. And they learn about where milk comes from, what the cows eat, go watch them in the pasture, stuff like that, which I think is what you're doing. It's the best way. You said all that's good and all that's not so good. What did you mean by that?
Not so good, you mean as people come to the... I don't know. You get a person once in a while, it gets kind of out of control and don't want to think about what you tell them. That's very, very few people. Most people are understanding. We haven't, you know, had any radical people in there that came in there just to cause us problems. Mm-hmm. But standing on the front porch of our store where you get your ice cream, you can see the cows being milked in the parlor right beside of it. And the biggest attraction on the whole farm is the calf barn. There's always 50 or 60 calves in there that get fed, and they can help do that at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So they come in, you know, to do that. That's probably the main drawing card, people coming in there and interacting with that calf feeding.
Isn't it amazing? I remember that being the thing on my farm as well, where raising, we had, like you, 50, 60 calves at a time. We might have, over the course of a year, 140, 150 calves born on the farm, and if they're heifers, you keep them. And once in a while, a couple of bulls as well. I did Jerseys. You have Holsteins or Jerseys? What do you have?
We milk on two different farms. We are going towards Jerseys on the farm where we process because their ice cream sales are really going up, and we need the butter fat. So
yeah,
we're probably Jerseys there, half Jersey, half Holstein.
Yeah. So in terms of what people know or what they don't know, do you find that there's so much distance between you and your customer that it really is a chore to educate them? In just a few generations, it seems like we've lost the soul of the farm. And I always ask people, are you a farm kid? When they come to work, or if I come across somebody who is connected to a farm, are you a farm kid? And, you know, sometimes they say yes, sometimes they don't. And I always wonder why, what brings people around to wanting to farm, especially dairying. And most of them don't know. Do you find that to be the case when you're looking for help, or do you have just family help and that's it?
We have 80 employees altogether.
80? Good God.
I never worried too much about, it seems to me like common sense would tell people that what farmers do is a very important thing, and that's where your food comes from. But probably 25 years ago, and there was a little coffee shop in town. I'd usually go in there once in a while to get a cup of coffee in the morning because there was a lady in there to make me feel a lot better when I had a bad day. And at that time, it was just me by myself. That's all I had. My wife, school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was there by myself, and I went in there one day, and this older guy was about 80 years old, and it was raining, been raining every weekend for a while, and he was complaining because it was Saturday and raining again. And he said, you know, I know these farmers are complaining they need rain.
Hold on, we lost the connection. Don't go away. 21 after the hour.
Mm-hmm. Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Farms in our focus. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm here with Randy Sowers, who runs the South Mountain Creamery in Middletown, Maryland. But that's not all. It isn't just about cows there. He's got a not only a processing plant, farms 2,200 acres, 550 head being milked, 100 beef cattle every year raised there, 16,000 laying chickens. So what sort of problems does that present or opportunities? Because a lot of people are interested in poultry and eggs. I have people coming into my farm all the time, Randy, looking for eggs. Is that why you did it? What kind of market study did you do to see what was needed?
Well, we were under contract chickens for from 1990 to 2000. When we started the creamery business, you know, fresh eggs was something, you know, we already had, actually. But like I say, it was under contract for a while, and we put our own chickens in there, and we about lost the farm over it. But we knew we needed fresh eggs. And so when we started South Mountain Creamery, and our as our needs grew, we put a chicken house in that was all floor birds for ourselves. And it's one thing, we sell a lot of eggs, especially we do farmers markets, and people tell us about how much better they are than what they're buying in the store. And
Well, that can be said once people realize it, Randy, that can be said for everything. And I wonder how you brought up something in this day and age. Farmers markets are spreading, they're all over the place. I have an ice cream bus that I create on the farm, and I just tow it behind my tractor, go to the farmers market. And people are fascinated with the bus. They're also fascinated with the ice cream. But it's a different way of getting attention. And I guess that's what the farmers markets bring. Do you have a different farmers market every day? Do you go to all the farmers markets in communities around where you are there in Maryland?
We used to have one pretty much every day. But here in the last couple of years, we do two in Baltimore City, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. And they're really magnificent markets. So those are the only two we do, but we see a lot of people and a lot of different people every week that you can talk to. And one of the major questions a lot of people when they walk up to our table is, are we organic?
Mm-hmm.
People's, their concept of what organic is they don't know.
No, they don't. There's a big confusion between organic and local and natural and all of that sort of thing. So how do you explain and do they understand what you're telling them?
Well, the first thing I ask them is tell me what organic is, and then I'll tell you whether I'm organic or not. But, you know, when you're reaching to the shelf to take that organic product off, you better know where it comes from. With me, you can come to see me. We'll show you our cows. We'll show you our chickens. We'll tell you exactly what we do. We don't hide anything. And that's what you need to be concerned about, where it comes from, not whether somebody says it's organic or not.
Well, the government has done, I don't know where you are in terms of your feelings about the government. I think it's a damnable disgrace. The damn government is into everything and screwing everything up. And, you know, that's affected our markets for sure. And so it's like the government is full of people that think you're not smart enough to run your business so you can survive, so that you can do the right thing. And so you do, again, sort of my intrigue here is that you do a lot of things that I do and vice versa. Bring people to the farm. Show them what you're doing. Give them a ride out into the pastures. You, like I, you do all the pasture with the dairy and the and the cattle that you're raising. This is, I have a little tour wagon, and you bring it out, and people see the cows. The cows come chase, we put bread and stuff on the wagon. The cows can be fed by people as you, or ears of corn or something. This gets them engaged, and they want to come back, and they want to see what goes on, because again, they're so far removed from the reality. I want to talk about some other realities, weather being one of them, as we continue here. Congratulations on the success Randy Sowers and his family are having at South Mountain Creamery. We're celebrating that this week on the American Family Farmer.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just $1 or less. Shop online on our app or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supplies, see store for details.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com's David Gregg here on behalf of my 2018 Essential School Tool partners to help kids from K through college prepare for their best year yet. Lenovo's feature-packed, stylish, and affordable Flex 14 features a 360-degree hinge that flexes from tablet to laptop. Just a 15-minute charge provides 2 hours of use time, and its 3.5-pound weight combined with 10-hour battery life will provide every student with productive portability. TileMate and Slim are small, easy-to-use devices you attach to things so they don't get lost. Just open the Tile app and press a button to ring the item. If the item is out of Bluetooth range, enlist the help of the Tile community to find it. The Canary All-in-One is a beautifully designed indoor HD security camera with built-in siren and sensors to monitor temperature and air quality. Setup takes minutes to get instant live home monitoring. Canary just launched the Safety Button, free with Canary membership, to provide security beyond the home. Zelle is a fast, safe, and easy way to send and receive money to people you trust during the school year, even if they're at different U.S. banks. Money is typically available in minutes when the recipient's email address or mobile number is enrolled with Zelle. Office Depot and Office Max are offering mind-expanding STEAM kits and books focused on real-world applications of science, technology, engineering, art, and math. They feature projects and information for kids 8 and up to grow their minds with cool activities involving anatomy, chemistry, and physics. I'm senior editor from BehindTheBuy.com, David.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chicago's top cop is promising more officers will be put on the streets of Chicago after 74 people were shot last weekend, over a dozen of them killed.
CPD will have an additional 430 officers deployed this week, and 600 additional officers on the weekends.
Superintendent Eddie Johnson says those extra officers will hit the districts on the city's west and south sides, some beat officers having their hours extended, other tactical unit officers will have their days off canceled. Votes are still being counted in some big primary and special election races yesterday, but Republicans are claiming victory in Ohio's 12th congressional district, where Troy Balderson leads Democrat Danny O'Connor by about 1,000 votes officially. The race isn't over yet. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walking around the bend, lay by the river, climb up in the barn. Welcome to
the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American family farmer. Some say unique any number of ways. I think that's good. We have another unique person in the form of Randy Sowers, who runs South Mountain Creamery in Middleton, Maryland. I was looking at the weather around the country. The whole state of the country of Australia is in drought. And one wonders, because there's a lot of stuff growing down there, how that affects the international markets. How's the weather doing for you this year, Randy?
This has been one of the worst years that we've had, 38 that I know of. I mean, we start when the winter was pretty dry, but then it started raining early in the spring, and just like, I mean, rain every day. Yeah. You know, sometimes 14, 15 inches in a couple of days, and had trouble getting our crops planted or manure out. I mean, it just was a stressful time, and then a lot of stuff we did get in, you know, we had to go back and replant because it rotted in the ground.
Yep.
Then for a month we didn't have any rain, and it got really dry, and things just looked like we weren't going to make it. And then we started getting rain again. And now we're back in the same thing. We just got ponds in our fields, and a lot of places the crops are dead because it's just too much water. But they do look a lot better now. I think we might do okay, but we're still calling for rain this week.
I'm looking at my forecast up here. Every single day between now and Sunday, there are thunder showers. I had, you can identify with this perhaps, whether you, I do both round bales and small square bales. And yesterday afternoon, because we've been dodging the rain, you can't get any, you know, you're trying to get your hay in and you can't really do it because you can't count on 2 days. Even if you work the hay over and over again, ted it a couple of times, try to get it ready. So I had two fields that I got, one in balage and one in big ground bales. And I finished last night. You'll appreciate this because I'm sure you do it as well. It was 10:30 before I got the field cleared and loaded. The bales got loaded on the truck and on a trailer that I have for big ground bales. And then I couldn't get them under cover because I was by myself and the damn cows were right by the fence. And I knew that if I opened the gate to put the stuff in under the Quonset hut, the cows would get out and I'd spend an hour chasing them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have it's the same thing, but it's part of what we love. I've been around cows all my life. You have too. You know, there are other things that get done there. The thing that is sad, the realities of you're doing it on your own and me doing it on my own, created by, in my my rendering, the DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, the collusion, the Dean Foods people that control 75-80% of the fluid milk supply, thanks to George Bush and his political pals. So there's a milk glut we seem to have had. I don't know if you noticed it when you were a kid, when there was better prices, people would buy cows and milk more, and then that caused the glut and that killed the prices. And it's sort of been that cyclical thing ever since the government created the pool system. Do you think my observation is correct?
Well, there's always been some difficulty in the milk market, especially before 1980. It wasn't so bad because the government was buying up a lot of that surplus, which was a good thing, and giving to people that needed it and helping the farms. And it wasn't only milk. It was other commodities that, you know, were being overproduced.
The protein concentrate and all that other stuff that got made into cheese. Is that what you're talking about?
Cheese and non-fat powder and, you know, butter was something they could store without, you know, needing a lot of refrigeration. There's caves in California were full of that stuff, and they distributed it.
Yeah.
But, you know, now they just hand people cards and they go buy what they want to buy, which is not helping the farmers or, you know, I think something I'll look at going back to again is buying these commodities and giving them for food programs. But,
do you feel that the people that represent you, it's the senators that represent Maryland and the representatives actually understand, because Maryland is a great farming state, beautiful land. You're up near the Pennsylvania border, but I think looking around our country, the most beautiful and productive land is in that area. I mean, I'm a New England farmer and I'm used to farming here, but any of those places down there are just magnificent. Do the people in political power listen to you today? Do they know who you are? Do you connect to them?
Well, we had Congressman Bartlett. He was good. I mean, but since he's been gone, I mean, really have no support that I, you know,
as you can see,
can count on too much. I mean, they don't really understand, and you try to talk to them, but, you know, it kind of just goes in one ear and out the other. They don't retain the problems we're having. I mean, dairy farmers are in dire straits right now.
Awesome.
I mean,
awesome.
I mean, they're just dropping like flies, and, you know, I'm not sure it's overproduction. That's what they keep saying. It's imports that's, you know, hurting us.
Right.
But, you know, these big mega dairies and 20, 30, 40,000 cows are killing us. I mean, they're out there in New Mexico, and they don't own any land. I don't understand how they borrow money. I can't borrow money unless I have real estate to back it, and they have 100 acres and 40,000 cows and buy everything in, but they keep putting money in there for these people to keep expanding, and it don't make any sense to me.
Well, it's the I will tell you where the background is. I see the in my mind I wasn't being facetious. The Souza family from Texas, the political connections they had to getting Bush elected governor, and then the milk fluid milk supply regulations changed in Texas. And as soon as Bush got elected, they helped him $4 million they helped raise for his candidacy for president. And then all the fluid milk supply regulations federally got changed. That's really the problem. And yeah, people in Congress that don't listen, they don't know, they have no farm experience. And so here we go around in this circle, but you're right. You can drive down, I have done this any number of times, driving west to east. If you, the best example I can come up with is coming into El Paso on Interstate 10, about 10 miles outside of town, you can start to smell what is, for those folks, a dairy farm. It isn't. It's a factory. The cows never see any pasture. They get fed in lots. The manure is piled as high as your butt, and it stinks. And people, how do people think, if they think about it at all, they're getting quality out of a basic pea pile of crap. And they just 50,000 cows on some of these farms. There's one in Indiana that's got 20-some-odd thousand. You're getting nothing but what white water that is horrible for you, and all in the name of getting the milk down to $14 a hundredweight, which is what the people that run DFA wanted to do. That's what the problem is. And so you got government against you, and we had 170. I used to have 400 dairy farms in Massachusetts when I was a kid. There are barely 100 now. And I bet you're seeing that same thing down in Maryland, right?
Yeah, we're down to about 80. And I don't know what the high number was, but it was up there in the thousands. I mean, dude, just to give people an example of, you know, what 15,000 cow dairies can do. I mean, 50 years ago, 300 families could have made a living. You know, not a lot of money, but they were satisfied. They had a good living. They were raising their kids the way they ought to be raised and teaching them, you know, all kinds of things that you can't learn any place but on a farm.
Right.
And all that's gone now with one operation. And they got, you know, none of their kids work on the farm. The people known it don't even live there. They only come once in a while to see what's going on. And, I mean, that's what America's losing, not having a family farm because, you know, like you ask your people, you know, are you from a farm? Because it used to be around here, you were hiring somebody and they were on a farm, you'd hire them because you pretty much knew they could work.
Yep.
And that's all lost. I mean, it's all lost.
Yeah, it is. So where do we go? What's your family like? Your children, I was talking, I made reference to them earlier on. You said 70 some odd people work for you in the bottling plant and all of the other things that are necessary. How many of them are family?
Well, my son, one son and one daughter. I mean, their husband and wives, you know, in December, me and my wife actually turned the whole business over to them.
Did you?
Lock, stock, and barrel, because I'm 64 and she's going to be 65. And the problem, another problem in this country is people hold on too long. I mean, my kids were ready. They knew what they were doing. They didn't need me telling them what to do anymore. So God told me one day, turn it over. So we did. And I don't even think about, you know.
So what do you do with your time now? What do you do with your time? Are you still working the farm?
I haven't changed how I work. I just don't have to make decisions. I don't have to deal with who gets paid this week because there's never enough money to go around. I don't deal with employees. I just work. I mean, we still milk every night at midnight and do farmers markets on Saturday and Sunday. So it's not like I quit working. I just got rid of a lot of stress. But, you know, these farms have to be turned over, and that's, you know, in our area, a lot of times these older farmers would hold on. They'd have three or four kids. One of them would stay on the farm and do the work, and the rest of them would go get big jobs. And then when the farm, you know, gets sold, they think they ought to come back there with their hand out and want their share.
Well, want their money, yeah, exactly.
Stay here.
Yeah.
You got to stay here. I'm going to give it to him because we need to continue these farms.
Right, exactly.
But that's what's in our area. I mean, that's just what's happened to a lot of them.
I don't have, my children both live in Los Angeles and aren't farm kids per se, although they've loved growing up on the farm, love the connection. I'm by myself, and I'm older than you are, and I still work at it. I do my radio work. It takes me probably 6, 7, 8 hours a day to do my radio work, and then I spend another 7, 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day on the farm because it's what I love. But when I'm done, I'm making sure the farm is saved. Although I have a lot of development pressure on me, save it as agriculture. It has to be in agriculture. And so, you know, somebody will find somebody to keep it going. But it just isn't, you know, if you're not brought into it, born into it, I don't think it has the same starch in your system as, you get people from outside. They think they know what it's about, but...
I wasn't born in it. I was starting farming when I was 27. I worked on the farms, growing up. But
yeah.
My parents didn't own farms. But, we've just bought these farms recently, and it's going to be a drain on my kids for 20 years trying to get them paid for it. But they don't,
right.
They have to love it, or they'll just say, we're not doing this. But, all of our farms are in some sort of preservation, but... These three farms we bought here at one time, there was other people after them.
A
developer was going to make a development out of other farms down the road, and he was going to bring that money in here and buy these farms.
Yeah.
John Deere dealer was going to buy them, but he couldn't find, he transfers and saves his taxes on, but they couldn't find a way to do it. And then there was a guy from South Africa that had a vineyard in California, and he was going to sell those, and he was going to come here and buy these farms. He was going to plant trees on them. And that fell through because he got into divorce and he couldn't get it pulled off. But today we signed the contract on it. He came in with the cash and was going to buy it. But I already signed the contract that day. So God wanted us to have these farms. And it's just like, why wouldn't a farmer be able to just go out there and buy this land? Why do these other people, have money to go out and do it and farmers can't do it? I mean,
no respect for it. Well, I got a lot of respect for you. I'd love to come down and see your place sometime. Randy, thank you for telling us your story. Continued good luck, and that's what it takes sometimes, and belief in a higher power. It sounds like you got that. So keep it going. Man, that's all I can say is keep it going. Randy Sowers runs South Mountain Creamery in Middletown, Maryland, on the American Family Farmer.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Thousands of veterans need service or comfort animals. Many of them never get one. This is one of the reasons why we lose these heroes to suicide. There are also millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. The Wounded Paw Project helps bring these two together. They save dogs from shelters and train them to be companions and helpers to our wounded heroes. And for just 19 tax-deductible dollars a month. Go to woundedpawproject.org to find out how you can help. That's woundedpawproject.org.
I think I'm reflecting on our conversation here, as I do often, thinking about how talented many of these farmers are in different ways. Inherent talents, sometimes you're limited, but if you have people around you that have other talents, that's how you get ahead. Using your head and your body, strength and mind and body together. I think that's one of the things that I respect most about a lot of our American family farmers. Hats off to you. 10 before the hour.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Go back to what people are saying when it comes to Trump's plan to protect American farmers from the trade retaliation. We visited this a little bit last week in the last podcast, which is now up at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com with Roger Johnson. He thinks it ought to be part of the farm bill. So I'm going to give you what a few other people are saying about it. Maybe that'll help weigh in. Are you talking to your... I asked our... a guest today, whether or not you were talking, he was talking to his congressman or senator, and he said the last congressman was great, this one doesn't have a clue. I think that's what's happening around the country. People in politics, unless it's local in your region only, they don't know, they don't understand, they don't seem to want to understand what's going on. So let me give you a couple of more bits and pieces of info to chew on in a moment. I want to have you chew on this, a reminder about a fabulous way, a protein supplement that assists your body in burning off fat and sugar very efficiently. Your body produces collagen protein naturally, but as you get older, it diminishes. Production of lean muscle tissue also decreases, and you need that muscle. Men and women need muscle to hold their skeleton together as they get older. The body begins to gain fat as you get older, and so things start falling apart. Don't you want to have your body in great shape? Don't you want to live a long, happy, healthy life? Calitrin replenishes your supply of this collagen protein, resulting in an enhanced lean muscle tissue that allows your body to burn calories and promotes wellness. You'll live longer, happier, and healthier. Your body, your entire body, all of its systems utilize this collagen protein. So that's what the benefit is of Calitrin. It supports overall wellness. Weight loss is imperative as you get older, controlling your weight. So, and you also, your body, and your general health is going to be much better. Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. Take my advice. Try it. You will absolutely be enthralled with the continuing supportive success. But you got to keep doing it. Stay it to maintain the weight. No adverse effects once you're on it because it's all natural. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal using the code DJV or Doug Steffen. Either of those two things work at toploss.com. 10% off plus free bottle after you buy three. That's toploss.com for Calitrin. Lose the weight safely. Maintain your weight well. Use the code DJV for the 10% deal at toploss.com. All right, let's think for a second. Thinking in the box, thinking out of the box. When Roger Johnson was here last week, he gave me a lot to think about. So now I have this comment about what people think or saying. Is this an unjustified trade war? Do we need to protect American farmers? Yeah, but the problem is there's too many governmental adjuncts, and I don't know if we'll ever be able to go back. So the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Mike Conaway of Texas, said the president stood up to China the bully. Now he's standing up for rural America because he's going to help with his $12 billion. Well, nobody knows how it gets applied, sir. That's probably the most important thing. Representative Chris Collins of New York says by imposing tariffs on China, president is working to level the playing field. Yes, he is. I agree with that. I think these trade deals have been horrible. At first, they look good for the American farmer and then not so good. But we are selling a lot of our goods overseas, and that may have been helped by some of these deals, but they're past that now. You need, like the Europeans have negotiated zero tariffs on both sides. That's what we need. You need real markets. The American Soybean Association head said soybean producers want to see the president succeed in meeting the trade campaign goals, but not on the backs of American farmers. Okay, so how do you do it? Same thing with the American Milk Producers Federation. If you look around at any of these, whether it's the producers, whether it's the representatives, here's the guy that runs the Renewable Fuel Association saying, we appreciate the administration's actions to help farmers who are indeed suffering as a result of these trade disputes. These things that farmers are the backbone of the country, all that palarva. Yeah, we know that. So you're breaking the back of the farmers with the practical way. Weather's bad enough. The government just gets in the way and screws everything up. When are we going to be able to change that? Do you think we're going to be able to? That's the question. Keep working. Keep supporting the various farm groups. I love the National Farmers Union. I don't know if they have as much hooch as they need, but they really speak my language. Look around at the groups and the people and the individuals who speak for you. Those are the people to support. That's my thought. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.